Cancer affects people of all ages, but teens and young adults have needs that are different from children or older adults. Their survival rates aren't as good either. Seattle Children's Hospital hopes to change that. Yesterday, it opened a new cancer unit created specifically for them. It's the first of its kind in the country. KUOW's Ruby DeLuna reports.
Good. Every 4 weeks, Anna Stevens comes to Seattle Children's Hospital for chemotherapy. Anna's treatment is complicated and requires her to stay in the hospital for 5 days. The first 2 days, she gets chemo. On the third day, she gets another treatment to boost her white blood cell count. The treatment is hard on her. Anna says every bone hurts because that's where the white cells are made.
It feels like they just need to burst out from the inside, and it's extremely painful, and I'm in the hospital for another 2 days, you know, on heavy pain medicine just to conquer that.
Anna is 23 years old. She was first diagnosed with a rare type of adrenal tumor when she was 12. Doctors removed the grapefruit-sized tumor, but 4 years ago, it came back. This time, she has multiple tumors all over her body. Anna has been on chemo ever since.
Right now, the disease is stable, so we take stable over over nothing.
Anna gets her treatment at the pediatric cancer unit, where her neighbors are children. Once, she shared a room with an 8-day-old baby. Anna says they're fine until they cry. It's draining.
As much as it tears your heart out, at the same time, you just wish it would stop.
Every year, about 70,000 young adults like Anna are diagnosed with cancer. Cancer units are usually divided between pediatric and adult care. There hasn't been a place for the age group in between until now.
There's this designated physical therapy gym, and the ultimate goal is to be able to have some group activities in here.
Dr. Becky Johnson is the medical director of Children's Adolescent and Young Adult Oncology Program. We're on the top floor of the hospital's new building, home of the cancer unit for teens and young adults.
We have a lot of patients that stay for months and months and have the potential to get really deconditioned, so physical therapy is very important.
Johnson shows some of the unit's new features. There are 16 rooms here. Patients will have their own rooms. Each space is big enough so parents can stay overnight. Overall, the unit is designed to encourage kids to interact and share their experience with each other. Johnson says it's important for patients in this age group to be surrounded by their peers.
If you talk to cancer patients that were treated 20 years ago, 10 years ago, who were in this age group, they'll say, I thought I was the only one in the world going through this. Just for patients to know, okay, I'm not the only one. There are others like me going through just the same thing.
Johnson says the idea is to create a place where young adult patients can find support and still have some semblance of a normal teen life. These patients are dealing with cancer during a time in their life when they're going through a lot of other transitions as well.
Development of independence is a normal part of the trajectory of a teen and or a young adult. They're trying to develop their own identity, figure out what they want to do, and move away from their family of origin and sort of out into the world. And a cancer diagnosis often totally derails that process.
Johnson says there'll be a psychologist and other specialists to help patients through this difficult and life-changing experience. Another goal of the unit is to connect patients to new clinical trials. Johnson says data has shown that when clinical trials focus on an age group and on a specific disease, the survival rate improves over time. But clinical trials often don't include teens and young adults because they're considered a healthy population.
Or it may be that the clinical trials are designed either in the silo of pediatric oncology or adult oncology and it actually exclude some or all of the patients who might benefit from that clinical trial because they haven't thought, well, a 28-year-old could get this pediatric type of tumor or a 14-year-old could get colon cancer.
In fact, cancer is 1.5 times more common in young adults than kids under 15. Johnson hopes Seattle Children's new program will help them navigate the cancer experience and eventually help them return to their previous lives. Anna Stevens is looking forward to that day. She says her life has been on hold for the past 4 years since the cancer returned. she had to drop out of college.
It uprooted everything I'd started. And when I get back into the world, I'm going to have to start over. But, you know, that's okay.
Anna says it's hard to make any firm plans for the future. There's no stop date for her chemo. But she hopes to go back to school again. When asked what she'd like to study, her face lights up. Reptiles and amphibians, she says.
They've always been my thing. Even when I was very little, you know, I would go around, I would pick up snakes. I didn't care. And I love them. And I would love to teach people about them because they are so misunderstood.
Anna's taking little steps. She's asked to volunteer at a vet clinic in her neighborhood and hopes to hear back soon. I'm Ruby DeLuna, KUOW News.